AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three people are in custody in the U.S., charged with plotting to travel overseas to join the Islamic State. One man was arrested at Kennedy Airport in New York, another in Brooklyn. The third person was arrested in Florida. Retired Marine Corps General John Allen is a special presidential envoy. On Capitol Hill today, he said hard work led to the arrest.
As long as we're at the front edge of this and taking those kinds of measures, I think we have the possibility of keeping it from becoming something that could look like a 9/11.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said Democrats are ready to approve a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security without any language that would overturn President Obama's executive actions on immigration.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure it passes by an overwhelming vote. I think virtually every Democrat will vote for that.
Approval in the Senate would send the issue to the House. If no action is taken by Friday, there would be a partial shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security. Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, said it bothered her. The Justice Department decided not to prosecute George Zimmerman for the hate crime for the death of her son. Fulton said she was asked if she would speak to Zimmerman if she encountered him.
I couldn't lose who I am because of him. You know, he has to account for what he's done. I'm not a murderer.
Snow is moving into parts of the South. Meantime, in Maine, at least 17 people were injured when more than 75 vehicles crashed on an interstate near Bangor. Steve McCausland is with Maine State Police.
There was snow falling in the area. It was very heavy at the time, causing whiteout conditions. Most likely, someone started this crash, and then vehicles just started piling up in back of it.
For a second night, unidentified drones have been flying over the Eiffel Tower and other landmarks in Paris. Three Al Jazeera journalists were arrested, charged with illegally flying a drone. The closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 15 points. This is AP Radio News. There are indications the Supreme Court will decide with a Muslim woman whether a Muslim woman who didn't get hired by Abercrombie and Finch because she wore a black headscarf for a job interview. If it conflicted with the company's dress code. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the central issue is whether the woman made clear her religious beliefs.
She never said at her interview that she was Muslim or that she would like to wear a headscarf to work. And she impressed the women who interviewed her. But after further consultation with other supervisors at Abercrombie & Fitch, the woman was not offered a job because of the headscarf.
Abercrombie & Finch has since changed its headscarf policy. TJX, the company that owns TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods, says it is going to give its U.S. workers a pay raise of at least $9 an hour. The announcement comes a week after Walmart said they would offer a similar increase. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.